gentlemen, welcome to Missed Tackles Podcast, episode number 3. I'm the hostess with the mostest, Chris, and we've got
Justin
on the show. All right, so last week, what did we cover? Well, we covered all the non-conference schedules.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah,
went over all that brief overview of what we thought would happen in the non-conference. If you missed it, go check out that show. That was a good one.
Yeah, it was fun. Dirty 30. Dirty 30.
That was the first Dirty 30. We're going to try to keep them at Dirty 30s.
Yeah.
We like that. It's good.
It's a good pace.
It is. We can cover enough. We can get some things done.
It's convenient.
Get some things covered, yeah. You know, it's a commute to work.
Right. Plug it in. Listen on your way to work.
Yep.
Bitch about traffic.
Yeah.
And then our predictions.
Exactly. And all you have to do is just listen to us ramble for a half hour. I mean, really,
that's right.
How hard is it? I mean, come on.
It is not that hard.
So, we've got a game coming up.
It's game week.
It is game week. End of the season. It's finally here.
About damn time.
It is.
I've been waiting since January.
Yeah, I think we all have. It's been a long, long wait. And we've got the playoffs this year. That'll be interesting.
New playoffs. That'll be fun to see how that all unfolds.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know,
be fun.
They go from picking the top two teams to four.
Four.
That opens up a lot of new teams.
A lot more debate, too.
Yeah.
What do you
do? Yeah, absolutely.
Who do you pick? You know, instead of the debate of second, third, now
right.
We're gonna
well,
have fourth, fifth, sixth.
And even, even with the top two, it was basically settled every year. I mean, you knew who the top two teams were.
Yeah, for the most part.
I mean, with like exceptions of like Boise State and then like the random 2004 with Auburn.
Right.
When they were undefeated and kind of left out. But it's like, man, now they're, instead of just picking one and two, you're picking 3-4, which opens up debate to 5-6-7-8.
Yep.
I would say.
It carries on.
Yeah, exactly. So.
We'll see.
It's above my pay grade.
Yeah. Way above mine.
Yeah.
Presently. Maybe in the future. I don't know. We'll see. If someone wants to pay me, I'm game. Pay me.
I'll be on the football committee if someone pays me.
Yeah,
that's
right. So, all right. Well, quickly, what we're going to do is just kind of run through the schedule here of the games that we've got first week. So what's on slate, kind of what our prediction will be. And, you know, do you want a little friendly bet here, Justin?
Sure. You want to do like a little pick'em challenge all season long?
Yeah. See how we fare. Maybe let's pick three games each week.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair enough.
You know, and then
like three marquee games.
Correct. Yeah, and see who comes out on top at the end of the season. So
that's nice. That's a little curveball you're throwing me here.
Yeah. Well, you know, I got to keep it interesting.
That's right. Okay. So what are our marquee games? Let's just get those out of the. I mean,
well, we have
we
to
can
go
state
Iowa.
Them. Okay, Iowa.
Just because
it's us, right?
Yeah. So we're always gonna.
Okay.
We're always going to gamble on the Iowa game.
Okay, so our picks this week are going to be the Iowa-Northern Iowa game.
Correct.
Home game for Iowa. I think we should do the Wisconsin-LSU game.
Yep, that was my
Because
favorite.
that's marquee, you know. And then what do you think about Central Florida and Penn State?
Ooh, I like that one.
That was kind of, you know, interesting. Or we could go, you know, like a somewhat competitive game, but like off the radar. Washington State Rutgers.
I kind of like that. Let's throw in a little Rutgers. Let's.
I mean, it's a terrible game.
Yeah.
I mean, not terrible. Washington State's a bowl team from last year. You know, Rutgers just kind of blows, but it might be an interesting game.
It would be fun to watch the score and the outcome.
Right, and anytime you get Mike Leach, you know, the pirate. Involved. It's going to be an exciting game. Okay, so there.
All right.
So we're going Washington State Rutgers.
Let's not call them marquee games. Let's just call
them. That would obviously be misleading.
Very misleading.
If we're picking a Rutgers game, that is misleading as hell.
So misleading. But
okay, so let's go.
We'll just call this the
missed tackles game.
The missed tackles pick'em.
The missed tackles pick'ems.
Yeah.
The three on the dirty 30.
Oh, I like that. The three on the dirty 30.
Okay. So, well, let's get started. Let's do the Rutgers game. What do you think? You want to pick that right now?
Yeah, let's pick it.
Okay, so they have to go to Washington State.
This is a Friday night game.
No, it's a Thursday, isn't it?
A Thursday.
Yep.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah, so Thursday in Washington.
Yes. All the way from the East Coast.
You know, people commit suicide for that.
They do. They're, you know, you got Rutgers flying from the East Coast over to Washington on a Thursday after classes.
Jet lag. Yeah. That's going to be tough because they'll fly in, what, Wednesday?
Yeah.
They probably started class this week. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they didn't.
Yeah,
but
who knows?
Most colleges are starting this week. So I would assume that Rutgers is starting this week.
All right. Throw it out there. What do you say?
I think Rutgers loses.
Okay.
I don't even think it's going to be close, actually. I think Mike Leach is crazy. And he's going to, you know,
dominate.
Well, you start to see this increase in Mike Leach coaching. Like, it might be a new year for them. It might be a higher tier bowl. I don't know. Maybe they'll suck. They went 6-7 last year. They returned 9 offensive starters.
Yeah. I think definitely has some potential for being better than they were.
Right.
But as far as how much, who knows?
Yep. So I think Washington State beats Rutgers.
All right.
What do you think?
Just looking at it, I have to go Washington State. I think we're gonna
okay.
Fair on
so
that.
So we're in agreement there.
Yep.
Okay. So
mark down Justin, Chris, Washington State.
L's for Rutgers.
Yep.
Okay. So what's next? What other games you want to look at right now?
Let's kind of wait on the Wisconsin LSU game. Let's wait on the Iowa UNI. We'll cover Iowa at the end of the show here. We'll look in depth on that because that's what we are. We're Iowa guys.
Right.
So let's wait on that, and then we'll just wait a little bit on the Wisconsin LSU on that one, just because that is a marquee game. I'd like to wait until we, you know, cover some of these other first week
shitty games.
Yeah.
The shitty games.
Exactly. Let's just be honest, right? Call a spade a spade.
We're not trying to please anybody here.
No.
Indiana State is not on anybody's college football radar.
Nope. And does anyone care?
Nope.
Nope. Okay.
So who
on.
You got?
Moving
with
on.
Indiana? I got Indiana winning. To let you know. Yeah, Indiana's going to win that. Okay.
All right. Let's stick with the East Division. Let's go to Maryland and James Madison.
Okay. James Madison's tough. I mean, they're not like awesome, but they beat Virginia Tech a couple years ago. Was that last season or 2 seasons ago? I don't know. Doesn't matter.
No.
But they're not an easy out. So Maryland's got to be careful, but I still think Maryland will win this one.
Maryland has to prepare. They have to be ready.
Right.
But, yeah, I think ultimately Maryland's got it.
Yep. Okay.
All right. So Michigan, Appalachian State.
Revenge. Revenge!
I think Michigan will dominate.
Yeah.
Just for the sheer fact of they lost, what was that, 3 years ago or longer?
No, that was longer than that. That was God, when the hell was that? 2007?
Was it that long ago? 7 years ago?
Was it the? Because I think it was on my honeymoon. We were watching it at Soldier Field, in the little press box area or something. And I remember walking in there because there's air conditioned in there. So you walked in. Is in like the Cadillac Club or something, whatever. Doesn't matter. Iowa was playing Northern Illinois at Soldier Field. And we walked in and saw like the final seconds.
Yeah.
I think that was 2007.
It was 2007. Yep.
Yep. Right. Yeah. And so, yeah. It's time for Michigan to pay them back.
Is this the first matchup since then?
I don't know. I have no clue. If it's not, I'm still calling it revenge game.
It was a game-winning field goal, wasn't it, on that one?
No, like Michigan had lined up for the game-winning field goal, or maybe the game-tying field goal, and Appalachian State blocked it and returned it to like the 10-yard line as like time ran out or whatever, and there was a big pile up on the sideline. And
that was amazing.
Appalachian State football players were running around like chickens with their heads cut off, you know. So I think Michigan wins revenge game. Michigan. I think Michigan is a trendy pick now that Braxton Miller's gone down.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are starting to realize that they return a lot on defense. Mm-hmm. So they've kind of they're trending upwards in the minds of national media, and I guess I could see it, but I don't know. Until Devin Gardner proves that he's one, a good quarterback that makes smart decisions, and two, doesn't have to run for his life every single play because that offensive line sucks, you know?
Exactly.
So yeah, if the offensive line gels, who knows? We'll see what happens.
Yep.
But yes, revenge game, W for Michigan. What do you think?
I have to go with that as well.
Domination. Yeah. Okay.
Michigan. All right, so Michigan State.
Who do they play? Jacksonville State?
Jacksonville State, yep.
And that's on that Friday?
That's on a Friday. Michigan State.
Michigan State. Yep. Nothing to talk about. Moving on. Okay.
Penn State.
UCF?
UCF.
That's a tough one. I mean, it's in Ireland.
Yeah.
Thankfully, the volcano in Iceland hasn't blown yet, right?
Yeah.
So the game is still on.
The ash is not affecting the travel.
So, yeah, that's going to be a good game. I mean, UCF returns a lot, I think. Maybe not. No, UCF only returns 6-6. 6 offense, 6 defense, I think.
Okay.
But they lost Bortles, their quarterback. Mm-hmm. You know, Bortles. But they were 12-1 last year, you know? Yeah. Who knows what'll happen?
Yeah. I'm saying Penn State.
Yeah. I'm teetering. I don't know whether to choose Penn State or not, but Penn State.
Yeah.
Let's go Penn State.
Penn State. Why? There you go.
Because they lost to him last year. It's payback game in Ireland.
Yep.
Start the James Franklin era right.
Right. All right. So Ohio State at Navy.
So this one's.
In Baltimore.
In Baltimore. This one's an interesting one, too. How's Ohio State going to respond after Braxton Miller goes down?
Correct. That's what I'm wondering. Are they going to come up with a little chip on their shoulder?
Right. They got a freshman at quarterback. I mean, he's a redshirt freshman. He's not a true freshman, but you never know.
Right. How's he going to respond? How's he going to be able to step in, fill in? You know, I mean, what? It's been 2 weeks?
Yeah. No, not even. A week?
A week? Yeah.
Jeez. So, yeah, who knows?
Yeah, the time of the game, what, a week, 2 weeks that he's had?
2 weeks, yeah. Navy went into Columbus a couple years ago and played them tough. I mean, they're a tough team to prepare for. They run that option offense. It's different than preparing for, you know, a typical college football offense.
Right.
And the worst part is like as a defensive coach, do you completely sucker into preparing these guys for this game? When you just have to dismiss everything you've taught these guys,
right?
The next week. So I don't, you know, it's one of those, I think it's one of those things where if you're an Ohio State fan, you look at this game and you go, we win by 6, we win by 6. We win by 26, we win by 26. I'm taking a W no matter what.
Exactly. Well, and I think a lot of Ohio State fans have questions in their mind, have doubts in their mind right now. They're still going to be high on their team.
Right.
But they're going to say, oh boy, what's this? This first game's going to show everything. What's it going to show us?
Yep.
So I think, yeah, regardless, they want a W.
Yeah.
Is that going to happen? Yes. I think they'll get a W. I think the team's too talented to not.
Right. And I think one thing that is a positive for Ohio State in this one game against Navy, which isn't like a huge marquee, you know, big time game.
Right.
They got a great defensive line and it's built to, you know, run with that sort of offense. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how that defense holds up against the chop blocks and if they can fend that off and just play assignment football. I think they'll be fine. If they win by 17, they win by 17. If they win by 47, they win by 47. Okay. I think they're going to win regardless.
I don't think
should be happy.
I don't think it's going to show us much either as far as a team. I mean, just because they're going to come out, it's the first game, trying to prove that they can play without Braxton Miller.
Right.
But I don't know how you can really judge off that because they're coming out that way for the first game. Are they going to play that way the whole season? Probably not.
Yeah. And offense is always, I don't know, don't find their footing until like game three.
Correct.
So if an offense comes out and struggles with a brand new quarterback who was just a week ago given the starting job, like, I don't know, not that surprising, you know? So.
No. All right.
So Ohio State.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. So let's move into the West Division.
Moving to the West. Wild, wild West. Let's taking the Oregon Trail. Hopefully we don't get dysentery.
Right. Or lose our ox.
Or lose our ox or break a spoke on our wooden wheel. Is that what they call those things? Whatever. Doesn't matter. We have derailed.
We have derailed. Are you going to forge the river, or are you going to...
Forge the river. Yes.
Are you going to float across and pay someone to build you a raft?
Yeah, I'm going to build a raft.
Okay, well...
Talking about building rafts, Purdue's going to need a raft for the Western Michigan game, right? Good segue?
I don't know if that's a good segue or not.
That was a terrible segue.
I would have said, hey, let's try and ford back across the Mississippi to the Illinois game, but...
Oh, okay. Well, let's cover that. Who do they play?
Youngstown State.
Yeah, they'll win.
Win, W.
Win. I think Youngstown State was, like, what, 4-8 last year? Something like that. No, 8-4.
Oh.
Completely wrong. So, maybe, but no.
No.
Illinois should win. No.
All right, Purdue, Western Michigan.
I think Purdue's going to win. Western Michigan was pretty terrible last year. I think they only won one game.
Yeah, Purdue.
Purdue. W.
All right, let's go. There you go. Minnesota, Eastern Illinois.
So this is a Thursday game, first game of the Big Ten season, right?
Yep.
Because this will be before the Rutgers Thursday game.
Because that one's going to be West Coast time.
Rutgers game is. Late. Gophers, eh?
Gophers, eh?
Eastern Illinois, I don't know. They don't... Jake Christensen went to Eastern Illinois for a year. Former Iowa quarterback Jake Christensen. But yeah, the Gophers should have no problem with Eastern Illinois.
I'm going Minnesota.
Yeah. I mean, they should be able... David Cobb should be able to run all over that team. It'll be interesting. If Minnesota, for some reason, doesn't play well, I don't know if that's alarming, but then if they don't play well against Middle Tennessee the next game, then you have to have serious concerns going down to TCU.
Yeah. They're, you know? If that happens, there's not a lot of hope at the TCU game.
Right. Right, because TCU is kind of a step up from Eastern Illinois and Middle Tennessee.
A little bit.
So, and it'll be interesting to see where this team is, what, fourth year of Jerry Kill's year?
Yeah.
Jerry Kill era. So, you know, this is that time when Jerry Kill teams take that step, kind of like the Mike Leach scenario.
Right.
So, yeah, it'll be interesting.
All right.
But
so Minnesota.
But yeah, W for Minnesota.
Yeah. Let's go to Nebraska, Florida Atlantic.
So was Florida Atlantic the school who had Carl Pelini as the head coach?
I don't know.
Or was that Florida International?
Oh, I think that was Florida International.
Was it? I don't remember. But if it was Carl Pelini, that would have been an interesting matchup. Carl Pelini against Bo. But yeah, W Nebraska. I think they'll.
Pellini, head football coach at Florida Atlantic University.
It was okay. Yep. So there you go. That would have been a sweet matchup, Carl against Bo.
Yeah.
See which one could be the bigger knucklehead.
Oh, geez. Which one carries the cat around?
And who carries a bag of cocaine? Because right, wasn't Carl Pellini fired for the cocaine use or something?
Yes, it totally was. I could look it up on this Wikipedia. I'm sure it would.
Yeah, it makes a great podcast, just looking up things on the internet. but I think Nebraska rolls them. You know, Nebraska does a really good job with, you know, these, I don't want to say like mid-major, lower-tier mid-major teams, but...
what do you mean does a good job?
For some reason, the offense that Nebraska runs, they can really whoop up on lower-tier mid-majors.
Yeah.
You know, like they just run all over them. It's like the movement in the offense, these teams haven't seen it before or something, you know?
Yeah, they don't know how to respond, and right. Then it just throws them off their game. I mean, they're off from the word go.
Right.
All right, so Nebraska.
Nebraska. Yeah.
Okay. Northwestern, California.
California. This will be a good game.
Yeah.
Cal's got to come to Northwestern. Yeah, I think the big question for Northwestern is how are they going to rebound with losing Venrick Mark at running back? Mm-hmm. How are they going to rebound with losing Jones at wide receiver, their leading wide receiver from last year? I don't know. They'll be okay. They should win, right?
Yeah, I'm going Northwestern. I just, you know.
Yeah.
It's home.
California. That's a long trip for California. Yeah. Yeah.
It really is.
Into Chicago. Chances are a lot of California players haven't been to Chicago, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Who knows? I guess I don't know their recruiting pipeline. But.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll say Northwestern.
Yeah. Northwestern, I would say.
And then, so now we're at the Wisconsin-LSU game.
Okay, so this is one of the three pick-ems.
Yes.
The three on the Dirty 30.
Yes. And this one's at Houston.
Yes.
Still a quicker trip for LSU over there.
Against that crazy bastard Les Miles. yeah, it'll be interesting. It's kind of a cool, gritty, tough matchup. Wisconsin's power run game against LSU's seemingly power defense, you know. So Wisconsin named a starting quarterback. It was the guy who started safety three games last year.
Yep.
but he came in as a JUCO quarterback. So, you know, he's not a complete idiot in the pocket.
No, he knows what he's doing.
So, from the sounds of it, he has a little bit more mobility and more of what Gary Anderson wants to run at Wisconsin than, like, the standard drop-back Wisconsin quarterback, like John Stocko and, you know, old-school Scott Tolzien type of quarterbacks.
Right.
Which I think could be really good for Wisconsin. Look at what Russell Wilson did a couple years ago. He was kind of, you know, shifty and maneuverable, and they went to a Rose Bowl with him. Plus, Stavi's pretty good, but he's only had, I don't know, one full year under his belt, so, and it doesn't sound like he's responded well. I don't know. So you gotta think that the athleticism of the McAvoy will be okay for Wisconsin.
Yeah. who do you think? Yeah. I mean, what's your thought on as far as defensive matchup goes for these two teams?
So the problem with Wisconsin's defense is they're starting over, basically. They're replacing like the entire front seven. So that's tough to go against an SEC team when you're replacing your entire front seven right out of the gate, you know?
Yep. And who's the linebacker they lost? didn't they?
Chris Borland.
Borland, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't just replace a Chris Borland.
No. All American everything.
Yeah.
Or all everything.
Yeah. All everything.
Yeah.
So yeah, it'll be interesting to see how Wisconsin looks in the first game against a very tough opponent. So this is my Big Ten homer coming out. I'm picking Wisconsin to win.
Are you?
Yes.
That goes against everyone else.
I know. I think this is an opportunity for Big Ten to like show up.
Yeah.
To show something, you know? So yeah, I'm picking Wisconsin. Who you got, bro?
I'd love to pick Big Ten and be a home.
You're not going to?
I'm
going to
go LSU. I just don't see Wisconsin really being able to stop that.
Right.
You know, like you said, they're losing their whole front defensive line. You know, I mean, if LSU has any sort of run game, you can... I mean, yeah, you have some good players, and they, you know, they're learning.
Yeah.
But it's the first game. Are they going to be caliber and ready to...
Yep.
To burn it on that first, you know, first game? No, probably not.
It'll be a tough one. So, all right. Okay, so we got me going Wisconsin, you going LSU.
Yep.
All right, and now it brings us to the biggest matchup of the day.
We've got
Iowa, Northern Iowa. Okay, so I know everybody's like really worried about this game because of what happened 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think we'll have any trouble. I think Northern Iowa kind of does things that Iowa has struggled with traditionally, like that spread kind of movement, horizontal-ish crap.
What's kind of your thought of you and I being ranked 15th in the nation in the FCS pool, in the FCS poll, and us just receiving votes in the... Does that carry any merit?
Not for me, it doesn't.
No, I agree, it's FCS, right?
Well, and I think, I don't know, preseason polls are stupid. Because Auburn, hello, yeah. They were unranked last year. They went to the national championship game.
Exactly.
I mean, was Florida State number one to start the season last year? No.
Right.
So, you know, they just go off of what happened last year. So. Yeah.
And I mean, sometimes in some cases you're replacing half your defense, you know.
Right.
You have changes. You have guys who come out and dominate after that.
Right. You have so many guys who are under the radar guys who you don't know what they are until they get out there. So, yeah, Iowa, Northern Iowa. I think the Hawks win something like 17 points, maybe 21 points.
Yeah.
I don't think we have to worry about Northern Iowa as much as people are playing them up.
No.
I think we'll be able to force our will on them by running the ball.
I think we'll have to be ready.
Yeah.
But ultimately, we're just going to, I mean, ground and pound.
Right. I don't think they have the horses to keep up with us for four quarters.
Exactly.
Not really worried about them. I mean... I could see scenarios where Iowa struggles.
Yeah.
But I don't see very many scenarios where Iowa loses. Does that make sense?
Yep. What do you see the holes are in say Iowa's defense?
Well, I don't think middle linebacker's an issue. I think those outside backers, you know, anytime you have a couple walk-ons in the depth chart. I mean, who knows how good these guys are? The kid from West Branch, Bo Bauer. You know, he's a redshirt freshman walk-on. with he's not freaking, I don't know, Junior Seau or something, you know.
Yeah. Do you think we'll get we'll show weakness, I should say, in this first game, and then it'll be picked apart the whole season?
I think we could struggle with that quick passing game.
Yeah.
I could see where our linebackers can't keep up with slot receivers.
Exactly.
We could always try and bring in a nickel back or whatever. We don't traditionally do that. But, you know, I don't know. It'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see if we go to that 3-4 Raider package we were doing last year.
Yeah.
Where we bring in the two rush ends and the extra backer and take out a D-tackle. Because that might work against that team a little bit. They didn't show that at all at the open scrimmage that I went to. But, you know, they might have been. Yeah. The Northern Iowa people could have been there.
Oh, easily.
So yeah, maybe they just weren't showing anything.
Yeah, they probably didn't want to expose anything.
Right.
Early,
right.
And then B, yeah, show it off.
Right. So yeah. It'll be interesting to see how that passing game and how our defense responds to that quick passing game.
How do you think our DNs will be this year?
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to be overwhelming or underwhelming. I think they'll just be like standard middle of the road. I wouldn't expect a whole lot of highlights or sacks or anything, but they'll keep stuff inside of them. I don't think they'll lose contain a whole lot.
And that's good. I mean, we need that.
They'll be fundamentally sound.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll see. I mean, who knows? It's football season. It's game week. It's here.
It's exciting.
Yes. So yeah, I think Iowa wins. Not easily, but
yeah.
By the end of the game, you'll be like, "Yeah, I shouldn't have been worried."
No, exactly. Yeah.
You know. So.
Like a 30-something to 14.
34-14. Yeah. Something like that.
Yep, I have to go with that as well. I'm, you know, definitely have to take Iowa.
Okay, so it all rests on that Wisconsin LSU game.
Yeah. Hey, don't get me wrong. I'll be happy if Wisconsin wins.
Yeah.
You know, I'll take the loss in our three pick'ems.
Right.
But
to show the Big Ten something.
Yeah, I would love to see the Big Ten just kind of romp all over it. And...
Okay, so off the cuff, before we finish this Dirty 30.
Yeah.
Name your top three tailgating foods.
Ooh, I like it. Ooh. That's a tough one.
Name the one thing you like eating at a tailgate.
I seriously like the variety.
You like everything.
I do. I like new things. I'd have to definitely go with some sort of, I don't know. Ooh, that is awesome. What's yours?
Okay, so my number one, a bratwurst on a grill.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's America, even though it's really German, but it's America. My number two would be, I don't want to say something stupid like chips and salsa or anything, you know, because that's all stupid. Can a Bloody Mary count?
See, I was going to go drinks. I was going to say a Bloody Mary was you have to have at a tailgate.
Right.
So,
food, okay.
Yeah, you can count, right?
Right.
I like that. One other thing that I don't know, I always am looking for is something Mexican.
Oh, you know, like a walking taco or something?
Well,
or
like a wrap of some sort. Like taco wraps, I think they're called. I like those things. Otherwise, the...
like a fajita?
No.
Or a burrito?
No, they're mixed with like sour cream and cream cheese and cheese. And.
Oh, like the tortilla wrap things.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wrap thing.
See? Yeah, like a mayonnaise-based type of thing.
No, there's no mayonnaise in it.
Oh. Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Sour cream and cream cheese. I love that. I could eat the shit out of that.
Okay. So my third is when we do the cold tailgate and have soups. There's a cabbage soup that is always brought to the tailgate. That is my number three. It's got a little sausage beef thing in there. I don't know what that is, but it's good.
It's good. I say you always have to have, well, our tailgate always has to have bacon.
Oh, yeah. The frying pan of bacon.
Yeah. Can you, and the thing is, you can put bacon on anything.
Right.
I mean, it's America.
It is America.
Bratwurst included.
Bratwurst. I'm going to throw some bacon on my bratwurst this fall. That's what I'm doing.
Did I ever tell you about the I think it was called a Vegas dog or something that I had?
Uh-uh.
So it was a hot dog. Split down the middle.
With bacon in it?
Filled with cheese and some jalapeno, like sliced jalapenos. So they weren't like super spicy. But, you know, some jalapenos down the middle. And the cheese was like a white cheddar almost. Then they wrapped it in bacon.
Wow.
Grilled that baby up. Oh.
Tasty.
To die for.
Let's make it at a tailgate.
Yeah, and you can make that on the fly.
Totally. All right.
So, yeah. Well, anyway.
Dirty 30. We're past 30 minutes, I think.
We are. That's all right. Okay. We tried to cover in time.
Hey, we did pretty good.
Yeah. But, all right. Well, that wraps it up for the Missed Tackles podcast, episode number 3. Join us next week. We're going to have game recaps.
So,
highlights from the game.
And then we'll talk about next week's games.
Exactly. And then we'll talk about the next week's games and what's on tap. And we'll see if we can, have some fun. Maybe talk some more tailgate food.
Yep. I'm hungry already.
All right. Join us next week for another Missed Tackles. Oh.
Don't forget to tweet at us.
Oh, yeah. Tweet
Missed
at us.
_tackles.
Or email us for any questions, concerns, just overall shit you want to give us. We're happy to take it.
MissedTacklesPodcast@gmail.com.
Yep. Hit us up. So Twitter @Missed_tackles. Email MissedTacklesPodcast@gmail.com. All right. Join us next week for another Missed Tackles podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Justin.
See ya.